This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Time for
Joy War. Jack and Dean. Joy War.
It's so summery.
Have you heard that one, Chris?
No, I haven't.
Joining us in the studio is Chris from the team at KHQ Lawyers for Joy Law.
Hey, guys. Awesome to be back.
So upbeat. When you walk into your big fancy law office, do you hear that music playing?
I feel like they should be putting it on for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to the big head honcho about that. Yeah. I could totally walk into that.
Now, Chris, last week we spoke to Bonnie and Adrian about new love. And perhaps, meeting the one. Online.
Firstly, how beautiful is Adrian? We love
lovely.
Adrian.
Yes.
Good kid, and Bonnie's a champ. Yes, we spoke about obviously meeting online, safeties around that. Now we want to talk about you started a relationship, everything's fantastic, you're in love, lust, whatever it might be, and you decide to lend your partner some money.
Should that could get awkward.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens a lot. So there's a couple of ways it happens. You either lend it to them directly and say, here, you need this money for tyres for your car or whatever it might be, or you pay for something on their behalf on a credit card, which happens a lot. Relationship doesn't last as long as you'd hoped. You separate. You've got absolutely nothing to say that you paid for that, what it was for. Can't get the money back.
It's the stuff of Judge Judy, isn't
it? I was going to say that.
Yes.
It's just so Judge
Great
Judy.
Great minds, guys.
I bought this thing and he won't give it back or whatever, but less slack-jawed.
Yeah, no, I like the accent.
Because when you say lend, sometimes it's not clear whether you are lending and expecting a repayment or whether it's a gift.
Yeah. Exactly. And it also happens a lot that parents loan their children, you know, their child and their partner funds to purchase, say, a house or something like that. That's another very common scenario. So what we always say to people, and it's come through a lot lately in a number of matters, is if you want to pay for something for your new partner, if you want to loan them any money, if you want to put something on your credit card, draw up some sort of agreement. So it's in writing, preferably legally if you can. If not, just have it on a piece of paper at the very, very least.
So would an email suffice?
Preferably for it to be signed. Would be
right,
best, yeah. Because they can turn around and say, well, you forwarded that from my email, we live together, you had access to that.
So not as just being writing and clear, it needs to be signed by both parties.
Yeah,
it just seems like that seems
it's very unromantic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, practical, and I think people would be offended by that.
That's right, and it's the same when you try to do, you know, what people often refer to as prenups, is they're like, well, you don't trust me, what is this about? It's not romantic. But
that's like on Seinfeld, so he did that so she'd divorce him. He was like, yeah, I have more money than you. Just accents today.
You are.
You're all over it. Yeah, so the big thing is make sure it's documented. Don't pay for things. Don't incur a credit card. If someone's saying to you, oh, let's go out and look, I'll pay for, you know, everyday stuff and you just put all of these purchases on your credit card that's in your sole name, ding, 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 warning bell should be going off and you're going, nah. As much as you might be in love with them, really protect yourself.
Yeah.
But I also wonder at what point, if you've just hooked up, is, and let's say you've known the person for, say, a week or two, it's probably too soon to start lending money.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
I mean, is there
happens.
A threshold? Or?
Yeah, and what are we talking about? What's an average amount?
So, for example,
thousands.
Yeah, thousands. We've had.
Who has $1,000?
I know, right?
If you do, 0.7, yeah. 0.9.
Well, examples are paying off someone's credit card because you've got the cash to do it. They don't have to incur interest. You want to buy a house together. Paying off someone's speeding fines, clamping fines, anything of that nature, which, you know, it's not clear. You're not saying that's a loan that needs to be repaid. But 2 or 3 years later down the track, you go, oh, my God, I've got these credit card debts and I can't prove that, you know, I incurred those expenses solely.
I don't have a credit card.
Do
great,
you?
Great no. woman.
Oh. But I wonder as well, I'd say sometimes, let's say, new love, and perhaps you go shopping.
Yes.
And the new love of your life says, oh, I like that pair of jeans, that whatever's, and you buy it for them.
Mm.
A week later, relationship over.
Can't do anything.
No, that has to be.
The money's gone. Say goodbye to your money.
Yeah, say goodbye to your money.
That's not lending. That's gifting.
That's gifting. Yeah. So it's got to be different. The main thing we see is parents loaning their children money. So they want to buy a house. They've been in a relationship for 2, 3, 4 years. Let's face it, Melbourne market is you can't buy into it unless you've got someone either guaranteeing the loan or you earn a bucket load of money. So parents are lending $400,000 to $500,000 to their children and not documenting it. So they might redraw on their own mortgage or they may have super, whatever it might be.
What?
And so they loan it to these parties in to their child in good faith, going, okay, this is a loan to you, daughter or son, to purchase a house. They purchase it, everything's great, they may have grandchildren, and then everything turns bad. And the difficulty is trying to prove whether it's a loan or a gift.
Yes.
Yep.
And that is what we see common, especially with European families.
And so again, protect yourself.
But being, being European, I never accept money from my parents.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, why not? Why not? Oh, look how much this costs like me. Oh my God, so much money. Do you know how much I spent on this? Like money's an issue. So it's like, I'm not going to take it from you because you're going to annoy me about it.
Yeah, but even the parents that are, even the parents that are very willing to loan the money.
Yeah.
You've really got to document it carefully because you've got to do things such as have it in a legal document, binding, say it was a loan to your child, it's not a gift, it's repayable on these terms, and more importantly, it can be called in by them at any point. So if, you know, Jackie loaned money from your mum and you go to mum and say everything's turned to crap, I have to leave, she can then call in the loan and it's repayable straight away and it forces the sale of a property. Yeah, otherwise you don't get the full amount back.
That's too much money.
It's too much.
I don't own anything.
But the other thing is, right, do you want to spend money going after $2,000? Do you know what I mean? You could spend $5,000, $10,000 going after a credit card debt of $4,000 or $5,000. Why bother? Yeah. You know, sometimes and that's where you never fight for principle.
Yeah.
And sometimes we say to clients, look, really sorry, it's a really bad situation, but you're going to spend more on me than what you would chasing the debt. Mm. So just let it be.
So again, to protect yourself, put it in writing.
Put it in writing.
Get signatures.
Exactly.
Even if it's new love, old love, parental love, get it in writing.
Yeah, signatures, I love you. Get that
everything in writing. Exactly.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Chris. We look forward to speaking to you and the team from KHQ again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.